From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session presented by Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Joining me back today, but for the first time in our new performance studio, out in support of an upcoming brand new record, I think number 12, called Rising Star, is Griffin House.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm well. Good to see you again.
I'd say good to be back, but it's a new space, so it's kind of like a whole new experience here.
It's a little bit different. We have more space, and it looks better. Hopefully, it sounds better.
We're not in the same exact room. You're all official behind a glass booth back there.
Yeah, it's for our own protection. You have a new record coming out later this summer, in about a month, called Rising Star. Tell me about it.
Well, I made the record a while ago in Nashville, actually reconnected with some friends that I made my first album with, Lost and Found. So my old friends, Paul Moak, who produced it, and Ian Fitchuk, who is an old friend who just won a Grammy for the Casey Musgraves record.
That's beautiful, which is a fantastic record.
Fantastic record. And so all of our friends were all 15 years later, all grown up, and they just happened to be doing all this great stuff. And thankfully, they still play music with me and make some records. So.
I don't usually talk about a lot of current events when I have artists in the studio, but there are actually a couple of very recent events that have come up that are connected to you in slightly different ways. One of them, and we were talking about this before we went on the air today, is the Masters.
I know you.
Golf is a big part of your past. You actually had a golf scholarship, right?
Yes.
And you still play.
I still play for fun, and thankfully I really enjoy it because I don't take it too seriously anymore, but I love it. It's a very zen meditative thing for me to just kind of get away and get some solitude and play with my daughter. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's young, right?
She's young. She's 7, so she's not like crazy about it, but she likes going out with dad and being outside.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So were you camped on a couch watching the final day of the Masters?
Pretty much. It was special because my father took me to, when I was 17, he took me to the Masters and Tiger won for the first year that year, and my dad just happened to be visiting
me. 97?
97,
yeah.
That's right. And my dad came down and visited me last weekend, and we got to watch it in the morning
together. Oh, that's
awesome.
That's a great story.
Pretty special.
Yeah. So. Well, on the flip side of great stories is this recent story of the fire at the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
That's right.
You spent time across the street from it
for
a while.
I worked in a bookstore called Shakespeare & Company, which is, you could throw a rock and hit Notre Dame. And so I was there for quite a while. Fell in love with Paris back when I was studying in Luxembourg abroad, and been huge fan of the Parisian people for a long time.
And did the size and grandeur of it inspire early songs from you?
For certain. The whole neighborhood, the whole area is so magical. It's like my weeks that I spent there at that bookstore were such an enchanted experience. It was like living in a storybook for a few weeks, exactly what you would picture happening when you went to Paris. So.
How'd you land that job to begin with?
Well, it was a weird thing. I'd heard about this place called Shakespeare & Company, where back then it was still owned by pretty much, the story's longer than this, but the original owner, George Whitman. And I'm downloading stuff on my phone, so you can tell this is real, people, because my phone is dinging.
That's what happens when you have new songs downloading,
yeah,
right?
That's right. So George Whitman, who was like the second owner, but he owned it forever, and he would let people come in, and you'd write this little essay and give him a photo and tell him like why you were a writer and why you should be able to work there. And so you had to go through this painful process and be scrutinized by George, and then he'd be kind of mean to you at first until you passed the test. And he took my resume and just like shoved it in a shelf somewhere. But we would sleep in the bookstore, like there were bunks in the book shelves basically. Huh. And so five or six of us, if you were lucky enough, you got to stay there overnight, and we had all these poetry readings and just hangouts with all these international kids traveling through. It was a really special time.
Sounds very Harry Potter, almost.
It was more like Jack Kerouac or something, but yeah, but I guess so. It was very, a very bohemian feel,
yeah,
in the best way.
Well, I'd love to get a preview of this new record.
Sure.
What do you want to play first for us?
Well, I'll play you the title track. It's going to be the first song on the record. It's called Rising Star.
This is Griffin House playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Driving through town in his pickup truck, sipping on a beer with his sleeves rolled up. He's a rising star. Comes from the hill where the cold wind blows, down in the hollow where the red fern grows. And he's
gonna go far. He's a rising star. First came to town back in 95. Now he's doing what he can to keep a dream alive. He plays a mean guitar. He got jerked around, he got wined and dined, but he never got a deal and he never got signed. But he ain't done trying. He's a rising star. Fishing with a fishing pole, swimming in a swimming hole, shooting up a 12-point, firing up a fat joint, rocking in a rocking chair, dancing at the county fair, beating up a city punk, drinking in a honky-tonk bar. He's a rising star. Saw Keith Urban in a button-up place, tried to talk to him, got punched in the face. He turned the other cheek. He's getting on in years, but it ain't dark yet. He's going as far as he can get, and he's bound to go far. He's a rising star. Hanging out at Blackbird, polishing a chrome turd, looking for a country song, man, it's been so long. Staying on the hip scene, riding in a limousine, eating finger-licking grub down at the country club. Everybody knows who you are. You're a rising star. Sipping on a beer with his sleeves rolled up. He's a rising star. He's a rising star.
That is called Rising Star, the title track from the upcoming record of Griffin House, played live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Information online, griffinhousemusic.com. I actually got it right this time. Last time I did not. I read somewhere that that song was almost done as a joke and was not actually intended to be on the record and has now ended up as the title track of the record.
Yeah, I wrote that song with my friend Titer from the Faroe Islands, and he was kind of a long story, but we met back in 2004. It was one of my first tours I ever went on. And he was opening for John Mayer all across the country, and they'd play these arenas, and every night John would come out and introduce Titer and say, hey, this is my favorite artist, so everybody pay attention. He had an album out called Poetry and Airplanes, and that was my first record was out.
We've got it upstairs.
Yeah, so it was a great record. Titer went on his own tour after that, and we became friends, stayed friends. He came to visit me in Nashville many years later after we'd kind of fallen out of touch. We're sitting on my couch one day. I was like, well, you want to write a song, Titer? What do you want to write about? And he goes, with you, my friend, I think I would like to write the quintessential Nashville country song. I was like, oh, really? Okay, you know I don't play country, right? But okay, whatever. He calls me Captain America, so it's like, you know. So we wrote Rising Star, and we just thought of every country cliche we could think of and put it in a song. And I liked it so much, it ended up on my record.
Yeah. You've got kind of a sly smile on your face as you perform it.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing I was thinking about is hope that whistling part's not too loud. We might have to re-record it.
No, it's, I will say it always makes us nervous when we hear a song that starts off with a lyric like luck, because we don't know where that's going with the broadcast radio, you understand?
Right. That's right.
So not only have you been working on a new record, you are the star attraction in a new feature-length film?
Yeah, I'm starring.
How is that working out?
I'm starring in and co-executive producing a film, which is something I never thought I would be doing, is co-executive producing a film. But I do have that credit now. And I It's another long story, but basically I met this gentleman in Los Angeles named Shane Drake, and he's a filmmaker. You can look him up. He's done all sorts of music videos for people like Tim McGraw and Carrie Underwood and Panic at the Disco. He won a VMA, actually, highest award in music you can win, music videos, back in, I think, 05 or 06 for his work on the Panic at the Disco record. And we became friends, and through a mutual connection, my best friend in high school, actually, who works for the LA Times, he introduced us in LA. We exchanged numbers. He texts me later and goes, "Wait, I know, are you Griffin House?" He thought Griffin House was a band, and he picked my record up like years ago.
It's not the first time that's happened. Records.
So he put two and two together. He was like, "Oh, I love your music. Amsterdam, a great song, whatever." So we stayed in touch. I sent him my new record. He wanted to do some videos for me and maybe come on the road, blah, blah, blah. He calls me one day and goes, "You know, you've sent me all this music and you sent me a fourth song today, and I'm just thinking, I want to make a documentary. I want to come on the road and shoot a full-length film. What do you think?" It's like, okay, how much does that cost? You want to be partners? We'll split it 50-50, whatever. He goes, first rule in filmmaking, don't spend your own money. So I was like, well, let me make a call. So I call this guy in St. Louis that I know, and like one telephone call, he goes, "Yeah, sure, I'm in." And we have our whole movie budget, and we go. So Shane flies to Nashville, comes on tour with me immediately, like a week later, and we start filming in November and December. By the end of the year, we have the whole thing filmed, 90 hours of footage. He edits it for 2 months, comes to Nashville 3 weeks ago. We edit the final touches together, and now we have the film done, and it's ready to go.
So you're co-executive producer.
Yeah.
You are starring in it.
Yes.
And it is a documentary about you.
Yeah, it's essentially about my life as a musician.
What do you intend to do with this film? Where are you going to market? Is it going to be like an independent film festival kind of thing, or what do you plan to do with
We're entering in the Toronto Film Fest. We're probably not going to do a bunch of film fest stuff right now, but we're going to planning on giving it to Netflix and possibly like Apple Plus, see if they're interested, and we'll see what they say. And if not, we'll just start getting it out to my fans. And I hesitate to use the word fans, but you know, people that listen to my music, come to my shows, and let them see it. I think they're going to be very interested in it. Shane did such an amazing job, and we put all of ourselves into it, and we really, really love the film. So,
cool. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a big project.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Griffin House is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. He's got a brand new record due out at the end of June, June 28th, called Rising Star. You can find information online at griffinhousemusic.com. What do you want to play next for us?
I'm going to play this Empty Nester song that I wrote, and it's called When the Kids Are Gone.
When the kids are gone and you and I are all alone in this house, and we finally have the time to do the things we always talked about, I can't stop the tears after all these years, facing all my fears, and it's still hard to let go. And I don't know how, can't do this without you. Can't do this without you. We both knew this day would come when we'd watch them fly away. Sorrow runs as deep as the joy from the memories we have made. After all these years, I can't stop the tears help me face my fears. Yet it's still so hard to let go. And I don't know how. Can't do this without you. Can't do this without you. It all goes by so fast, and I just wanna hold on for a while. There's no such thing as forever, so let's just be together while we can. No such thing as forever, so let's just be together while we can.
Brand new songs from Griffin House live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. His new record due out in about a month and a half, June 28th. It's called Rising Star. Information is online at griffinhousemusic.com. Now, were you channeling someone else there in that song, or is that just a look ahead at about a decade from now for you?
It's a look ahead at a decade from now. Yeah. I was sitting watching my six-year-old at the time color a picture at the table. I was just thinking, man, this last 6 years have gone by so fast. The next six are going to go even faster, and the next six will go even faster than that. By that time, she'll be 18. She'll be moving out of the house. Her sister won't be far behind her. It'll be just me and my wife alone here by ourselves. Ah, I'm going crazy.
Yeah. Have you made adjustments to your work schedule, your travel schedule, as a result of the girls?
Yes, yeah. In fact, and in surprising ways, like, tomorrow they're flying out to Seattle to join me on tour.
Oh, no kidding.
And just spend the weekend with me for my birthday. I have a couple days off. So we try to do fun stuff like that. And, I mean, I play 80 or 90 shows a year still. And it sounds like a lot, but it leaves me home a ton with them too. So I get lots of time at home with the girls. And, yeah, the song's definitely a look ahead. I have other older friends too who are, like, sending their last kids to college, so it's a bit of an empathy song probably too, but yeah, just looking ahead a bit.
You've got some pretty cool special guests on this record.
Yeah.
Brian Elmquist,
yep,
who we know from The Lone Bellow. Joy Williams is, yep, on this record.
Yes.
Co-writes and guest vocals?
Yeah, Brian and I wrote two songs together. Joy Williams and I wrote one together, and she sang a duet with me, so she's featured on a track called Change. And I wrote one or two with my friend Jeff Trott, who has written with Sheryl Crow for years and some of her hit songs and stuff. So I'm trying to think if I'm missing anybody.
Yeah, you'd mentioned Titer already.
And Titer,
yeah,
right,
from the title,
yeah,
track.
That's right.
What does it do for you to write songs with other people?
It's just more fun. It's been more fun to make music with my friends and have a little bit different angle on things. And I was so disciplined with my writing that I would lock myself in a room for a long and wouldn't come out until I had all the songs done. So,
well, that worked okay for you though.
Yeah, I mean, it worked fine. It's just, I don't have quite the time to do that with kids and travel and all that stuff. So it seemed to make more sense to get together with my friends and see if we could come up with something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure that we even have time for the complete answer to this, but you know, your first record on a label, I think, came out in 2004. You'd done like a self-release thing before that. That was really your debut, but it's been 15 years. Like, how are you, Griffin House, different as a person? I mean, not only just music, but just how are you different than the young 20-something hitting the scene with a record deal and, you know, playing live shows in front of crowds?
I'm not even this. It's remarkable that I'm still doing music, because they say Don't they say our cells change like every 7 years? So I'm two different people now. I've changed twice, and I'm on my way to a third round. And it's like, I don't know. I feel completely different. Everything about me is different from so many things. Lifestyle choices, being a family man, just any, the natural things that 15 years will do to somebody. And there's, you know, 12 records later. So yeah, it's things are, I write about some different things, obviously. Yeah. Family and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. From time to time, I have conversations with folks who, you know, look back at early records and are disappointed in the things that they wrote about because they weren't important.
Yeah.
You know, they were important to a young 20-something, but they're really not important in the overall scheme of things. And
right.
I'm sure that probably everybody goes through that as we get older.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're here.
And I'm thrilled to be here.
I'm really happy to be able to hear some brand new music before the record is out. So thanks for coming by again.
Absolutely.
Griffin House is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record due out June 28th is called Rising Star. Information is online at griffinhousemusic.com. What are we going to go out with?
This is one that I wrote with my friend Brian from the Lone Bellow. And we should probably turn the mics down just a touch here.
Does that mean you're going to yell at us?
I'm going to be a little louder. I'm going down to the well, and it's been one hell of a dry spell. I can't get it out of my head and onto the page. I got my temper from my father and it served me good. Take it on the chin like a good boy should. Learn to get by any way I could, and my anger was my lifeline. Left the congregation and I strayed from the fold. Never did like doing as I'm told. Letting go of the sins I hold might take a lifetime. I'm going down to the well, and it's been one hell of a dry spell. Can't get it out of my head and onto the page. I got poison in my veins and blood on my mind. You got me feeling so crazy most of the time. And the voice in my head, he's a mighty good friend of mine. Trying to face these demons down. One day I'll be safe and sound, but it might take a lifetime. I'm going down to the well, and it's been one hell of a dry spell. I can't get it out of my head and onto the page. I got poison in my veins and blood on my mind. You got me feeling so crazy most of the time, and the voices in my head, she's a mighty good friend of mine. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm going down to the well, and it's been one hell of a dry spell. I can't get it out of my head and onto the page. I got poison in my veins and blood on my mind. You got me feeling so crazy most of the time, and the voice in my head, she's a mighty good friend of mine.
That is Griffin House playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record out at the end of June is called Rising Star. GriffinHouseMusic.com, the place to go. Griffin, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
Support for JPR Live Sessions comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family-owned, operated, and argued over since 1980, reminding listeners to think for themselves, but drink with others. SierraNevada.com.